Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, September 2nd, 2014.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to call to order the regular Village of Round Lake regular meeting for September 2nd, 2014, to order at 7:02. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Here.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli. Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Wisniewski.
Present.
Trustee Newby, would you lead us the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. Make a motion to approve item 3.1, the minutes of the regular meeting of August 18, 2014.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley.
That's good.
Is that good? Seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments this evening? Quiet room. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.9 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $182,374.96. Approve payroll for the period ending August 24, 2014, in the amount of $123,052.38. 5.3, accept the annual police pension report to the village as presented. Item 5.4. Adopt a resolution approving a proposal from Principal Finance Group for Employee Life AD&D Insurance. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a proposal from the Principal Finance Group for Employee Dental Insurance. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution approving a proposal from iMed Vision Care for Employee Vision Insurance. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution approving a proposal to renew a group employee health insurance plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Item 5.8, adopt a resolution amending Resolution 14R33, Employee Recognition Program. And finally, item 5.9, adopt a resolution ratifying truck 49 repairs with a tire in the amount not to exceed $2,096.14.
So
moved. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Is there any discussion?
Yes, sir. Item 5.1, the amount to be payable. On page 9 and page 15, we are asked to move this forward. It's truck 56. This truck didn't go through the usual channel. It didn't come through committee to the board. So I just wanted to make sure that we have a little bit of discussion, and we all know that we are paying this bill tonight and what it actually is for. This truck had a hydraulic issue, and truthfully, I think to use this truck would have been a problem. It could have been a safety issue. So I don't think we argue that the truck needs to be fixed. It had inadvertently gone to be fixed rather than just get a quote, however, which is something that will be addressed within the department. And we are being asked to pay this bill.
Can you please point out, is it on page 9?
On page 9, if you look in the very first section, it'll be for truck repairs 56, hydraulic services and repairs.
Why can I not see this? Pardon me.
Okay, the first item on that page is vehicle repairs. And if you go down several spaces, you'll see hydraulic services. And then it'll say in the middle of the page, repairs number 56. And the amount is for $1,055.32. On page 15, you will see that it's also in truck 56. And that is located, again, towards the top of the page, hydraulic services and repairs, again, for $1,055.31. And that's because these items go through more than one account. So one is equally taken from two different accounts.
Total of the bill is?
It would be $2,210.62.
So this was not discussed at committee of the whole?
No.
Okay, 2001.
For transparency purposes, I just wanted to call so we have discussion. Everyone knows they are going to be voting on it, even though it didn't go through the typical, usual process.
Because it exceeded the department?
It exceeded
the
The committee, however, the assembly would suggest that if we do go ahead and pay this bill, were it was done, the bill would be outstanding, and the truck really needed the repairs.
Very good. Well noted in the minutes. Thank you. Is there any discussion, other discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Yes.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Rosinski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1. Clerk's office, Madam Clerk.
There is going to be a parade on Sunday, September 14th, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock, and it's going to start at the parking lot, the Metro parking lot on the north side, and it's going to be St. Joseph's Pier, and it's going to be the Mexican Heritage. There's going to be 20 floats, and
15 cars, 20 horses, and between 15 and 20.
So it's going to start here, and it's going to go down Timberlake Road. They've gotten all the permits and what have you, and it's going to end up in Brown Lake, Golf Lake. Brown Lake Beach, yes.
Who's going to clean up after the horses?
They.
And I don't mean that to be comical.
The chief had a very long discussion with them.
Okay. The lesson was learned after the first year,
How many horses?
20. Yes. The problem that we had last year, they make an arrangement with one horse ranch that these family horses come and do their thing. But there's a couple other horse ranches that want to get into the mix, and they will join up off the side of the street. Happened last year, and they cleaned up after those horses as well. It's an interesting dynamic.
Has to be a big golf cart.
And they invited everybody to be in the parade.
That's all, ma'am. Thank you. Item 6.2.
if you would like.
The village is not.
Not on top of the
No. Have we ever in the past?
No. Well, now we would have landed again. I just want to.
Very good. Steve, anything to add under administration?
No, sir.
Shane, finance? Chief, police? Ron, any other thing under public works?
Nothing.
Drop down to special events.
I think we're all good, ready to go. Things that we need to do, however, in need of volunteers. So anybody that can give us 1, 2, 3, or 4 hours that hasn't signed up, or if you want to add to what you signed up for, we'll take it. Definitely, if anybody's got a little hour or so at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning to set up, we're hoping to be done by 10, but if you'd like to come out and just help, and if you're not needed, then we'll send you home. And then anyone that's willing to come to closing,
How many total volunteers would need 50? I would have to take 20. And right now, I'm a customer. If you signed up for two hours, you might be there before me. That little spring on you, they can't go home. So, do we need help Friday night down or no? No. Okay, so this is pretty much Saturday morning.
Right. 8 o'clock is a good time to
yes.
A couple hours before.
The chief will have the parking lot shut down Friday.
That is all I have.
So if I ask a few people in front of the village as residents to be there, who do you want them to contact?
Okay. Like we need like a climb machine and you know those kinds of things.
Bouncy house.
I'll just get the for the end of this so I get a phone number.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Vicki. Yep. 14.1, the mayor's comments. Just a couple of comments. And the first comment is directed to Vicki and Dawn, who's not here. You know, one of the things that I've realized in the last year is that liaisons always have a department and department heads and a group that they commit to. And special events doesn't have, that liaison group isn't a liaison to anybody. They are delegated the task of creating special events. And it's an enormous task. And I think we need to take a look in the future of addressing that and not just having it as two trustees who hold the responsibility for this. Fairly enormous procedure.
And I agree, but I think what I did this year helped. Maybe for this, then maybe for that, maybe for that. And then everybody just reported.
Well, and you're getting better.
I found that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of it, and do what they have to do. You think that rocks, but it all worked out.
Well, and I think, you know, the only thing that I'm looking at is take what you've learned. You've made a better process of it this year. And somehow sit down with the rest of the trustees and come up with a better plan.
Gotcha.
So anyway, thank you and Dawn for the work that you put through and to everybody else who has helped along with organizing the event. I also want to send you an email and I'm just going to read it for public record. We sent out a press release last week concerning our new Department Administrator and Finance Department Head. In the news release reads as this, New Round Lake Village Administrator and Finance Director, I am pleased to announce that effective July 2014, the Village Board appointed Stephen J. Shields as the new Village Administrator. Stephen has been with the Village since December 2006 as the Finance Director slash Treasurer. He started his career as a public accountant and has over 20 years of senior level municipal finance experience. He has a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration and Accounting from Roosevelt University. In addition, I am pleased to announce the Village has a new Finance Director. The board appointed Shane D. Johnson, MBA, as finance director slash treasurer on August 18, 2014 to replace Stephen J. Shields. Shane has both a bachelor's of business and accountancy from Western Illinois University and a master's of business administration from Northern Illinois University. Shane has 6 years of municipal finance experience, holding such positions as senior auditor, accountant, and assistant finance director. Shane started with the village on August 11, 2014. We've sent that out to the newspapers last week, and I just wanted it to be on public record. Once again, congratulations to both of you. The other thing that I want to bring to your attention is the old Village Hall building has been demolished, and the pipe or the well has been capped. And we did make our deadlines to the contract that BP was holding us to. Harry Rosemary, our environmental attorney, has the documentation and has forwarded it to the attorney and the attorney to BP's attorney, and BP has sent it to their administration, and we should expect a check in accordance with the contract soon. I don't know what the definition of soon is, but any insight on that, Mr. Attorney?
Probably 4 or 6 months.
Okay. Well, we started like what, last September?
Yeah.
It's a year now that we've been working on this. So.
Yeah. So the building has been demolished. The well is capped, and everything, we've made our deadlines and everything's in place. There was a couple of issues that, Ron, thank you for the work that you did and the relationships that you've developed over the short period of time that you've been here with utilities to get those things that was an oversight taken care of. I do have to admit and apologize to anybody if I was a little aggressive because I was getting slightly concerned. but the work got done, and thank you for your key role that you played in getting those disconnects to happen. The last thing that, if anybody, and Don, I mentioned it to you, like a dinosaur, I've been around here as long as I have. I still want to do a little research. I don't think it's anything that is pertinent that has to hit the newspapers this week, but I would like to find some old photographs. I emailed Paul Mapplethorpe and trying to get a little bit of history on the building, and I took a couple of photographs of the demolished site, the demo site, and what was going on with the capping, and I would like a nice article written and get that in the news. He said, I don't think it's a pressing, urgent matter, but anybody that has information on the old Village Hall, when it was constructed, you know, I know that we housed the fire department there, old Pete was parked there. I've heard that. I've heard that it never was the fire department. We just parked the truck there. Well, the world according to Paul, it must be. It's got to be. It's written somewhere. I know that. Right? So anyways, anything that anybody has, please pass it along, and we'll start working on getting that press release out. I think it would be nice. And that's all I have. Item 14.2, trustees comments. Not that. Let's start at this one.
I just want to thank you for all who participated in the special events committee. A challenge time. Just want to make sure that everybody understands that we're all trustees and all of our functions make sure it goes off well. And I just want to thank you to the group for what we've done.
So?
I went to the Qualco meeting this past week, and we will be, as a board, addressing an issue that will be coming before us soon. The Volvo has now decided to be a new member of Qualco, so they entered in their name for the hat. And so has Bannockburn, and Bannockburn had already been involved in Volvo and has been a member, but apparently Qualcomm didn't dot the I's across the T's, so there's a few housekeeping items that they're going to have to re-ratify for Bannockburn. This does change some things in slight ways for us. It's another voting member. It's also another paid member, another member into the group, so it will change some things. But we have to vote on this here, and we have to do the, I think, the ordinance. So Steve will be bringing that forward for us to do, and then I will be looking for direction. I have to make the vote as allowing them to come into the fold, so I will also be looking to make sure that that's what we all collectively want for that. We have been actually seeing some increases on this level, but we've been seeing some increases in our revenue coming in from Swalco. If we just keep that up, we're doing pretty well. We do want to keep pushing our electronics collections because it really is important. They are also now pushing, there's going to be a special event for tires, and if we want to attend, if we have some in the village, we can get rid of those through a special event at Swalco. It won't cost us. All the costs involved to getting rid of those tires will be absorbed by some the people who are paying for it for us. So that's a great opportunity to take if we so desire. There doesn't seem to be a real limit on how much we bring in. So, you know, whatever. We're collecting around the village, our squads find them, and we don't know what to do with them. If we don't do public works, we can use them on that special event.
Thank you, son. Mr. Truck.
I have absolutely nothing to say right now. Everything's fine.
That's a good thing to have.
Gerald.
Thank you. Vicki.
I do have one question too quick. I had a couple of residents approach me regarding closure of the road behind the metro station.
Mm-hmm. The question was why. Safety issue. We talked about this. People refer to it as a road, and it's not. So it's been a utility service alley, and used as such. Approximately 2001, the alley was paved, and it created a speed zone. And this early this year, when the construction season started, and Hart Road closed, and Washington Street closed, and everything was funneled towards Route 134. Daily, and I mean multiple times a day, in the morning, in the evening, road rage, and people turning out of that alley, and by the time they're going by my house, they're going 40 miles an hour or more. One evening, we were sitting on my back porch when I heard tires squeal, went flying down the driveway, or down the alley, squealed again because they almost hit a pickup truck that was coming the other direction, which was out of view. Then the pickup truck went sailing back towards 134 and he hit a manhole cup there. And he was going so fast, it was a small truck, it was going so fast that his rear wheels left the ground. And the next staff meeting, I said, you know, this is ridiculous. We can't put patrol officers there to write tickets. Let's just close it. And we're in the process of making that a multi-use path for pedestrians and bicycles only. No motorized vehicles.
I will pass that on.
Thank you.
And also we got to appoint our administrator, Josh, from the restaurant, because people are kind of speeding through there, and somebody would walk out from the restaurant and do a little parking lot and call his customers all of a sudden. People just go, why happened there? And you're realizing that people are walking across.
And then the second thing, the big lot parking lot. We've heard, I mean, I know we had an email in the winter about it, how bad it is. You can't see lines to park your car. You know, I just didn't know if we've ever been contacted to be able to clean it up. Because it is a pretty...
And not just the parking lot.
No.
General.
What did I say?
Big block.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I got a script for that. I can tell you about that one. They got written up for the mess that they had, for not making repairs to the building, went to court, got the wrist slap, and given, I think it was 30 days to make corrections. They made some, they didn't make them all. Building department stood over there. I think they're in this process of working with our attorney, and they're going to go ahead and reissue tickets and violations that they've had to court.
As in the owners.
I went there the other day for something.
It's
a mess.
It's an absolute mess. Yes. And even one of the managers there threw out our building inspector.
I'm here.
So I told him at that point, the police went back and decided.
That's when he called up our attorney and we should start processing the new tickets. So they're very likely.
Now, why would, when he went to court, would he just have had his hands left?
Because the judges
just
said that. You know what, I've run the housing court and stuff, single family homes, you take somebody in that's got 3-4 families in it and stuff, the judge looked at me one time and said, so, what am I supposed to do, put them in the street? It's just a case. I thought, are you kidding me, you can't do that, it's against their zoning code. He says, I'm not putting them in the street, why?
And what happened,
and that's when you basically cut me, he says,
for some of the employees there, it's family.
They never tell the story. So it's very tough. Waukegan is a tough place to go to court.
Waukegan put that big case up in law.
The Waukegan case was a federal case. It was racism, is what they actually claimed. And what it was, particular group of people who were protected said that their normal family size was a certain number, which is far more than the average household. And whether or not they were living in a two-room abode or a multi-room house, that it was due to their ethnicity that they should be able to live in peace and have quiet enjoyment of their presence. The hard part about it is if we would put one of those rules on the book, Eric. To wake up from your computer and have that, it would be kind of
tough.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is that we're well aware of it. Right now we're at the point, since they're not being compliant with our requests, they're just going to start getting fined after fine.
Is he a local business? I mean, a local owner, or do you live somewhere else? And you guys don't have to look at it like we all have to.
I honestly don't know.
I don't know
where they live. I just know they've been very uncooperative with the building department.
You know, I understand that Washington was under construction. You might have part of that.
Right.
But they were talked to back in February.
But they did repairs to the building. The building was leaking water in the front. The door wasn't working right. The sidewalk was heaving. It was full of ice. They wouldn't even put salt out there. We had people complain they were falling. They were taking their cargo boxes and throwing them out front when they got done with them. And they were blowing out the wind. They were blowing in the wind. I mean, we've had numerous things that construction of Washington ended up in a
new building.
And they weren't doing the correct property maintenance.
The judge can find them anywhere from $50 up to
$750.
Right. Also,
oh, we don't have a... Each occurrence. Right. We don't have a price tag on it. As a range.
So, where are we?
I'm done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a need for executive session. May I get a motion to move to executive session to discuss collective negotiation matters between the village and the Metropolitan Alliance of Police, 44 and 459.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Frye, seconded by Trustee Trippon. All in favor?
Aye.
If you don't want to get up, my recommendation is to have a brief moving in executive session, but you at the end, you just want to leave the room. It'll be short.
Fine.
Sure.
Have a drink.
I'll have a glass of water on
podcast. Close the door in the new room.
We closed at 7:31.